This week on Linux Out Loud.
But that's only with like the real AAA type games though, right? Like the real graphic intense games. The kind of games that you play. The kind of games I play, I probably wouldn't notice a difference. Is that fair?
The types of games you play, Nate, you could basically play on an emulation device on your cell phone.
A potato? Yeah, probably. Not entirely, although Descent. Descent's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty graphic intense game. You know, it was 23 years ago.
You've played a few more modern games. I mean, come on.
That Portal one, I forget what it's called. Splitgate. Would I notice a difference in Splitgate? Or is it Spitgate? I can't remember.
It's Splitgate.
That one's hard to tell because, like, that's not the most, for you, that's demanding. But, like, when you're talking demanding, that's not demanding, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, it didn't seem to make any of my machines work real hard.
Where low, medium, and high, you know, like, all the graphical stuff would matter. It changes, like, particle effects and that kind of stuff. But, like, the overall core experience and how you play the game and generic, like, art style of the game isn't going to change all that much just based off those graphical settings. It changes, but it's, like, more atmospheric-y kind of stuff that you'll notice, like, particle effects and maybe some character shadows and yada, you know, insert 9,000 graphic options here kind of stuff.
So, like, Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past for the Super Nintendo, would I notice a difference there?
Anyway, moving on.
We had so much fun on episode 15 of Linux Out Loud. Matt upgrades his GPU, Nate gets an IT surprise that was all kinds of fun, and I'm working through a rough audio edit that has nothing to do with Linux Out Loud. Make sure you check out the rest of the show. We can't wait to see you there.